It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Everything's good. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Glad to be back. So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Peter Gordon. I said, think of a classic television actor, first and last names. Add a long E sound at the end of each name, and you'll get two things that are worn while sleeping. What are they? Well, the character is Ted Knight of the old Mary Tyler Moore show. Add the long E and you get a Teddy and a Nighty.
Oh, okay. Well, there were over 1,500 correct entries, so a lot of Mary Tyler Moore fans out there. And this week's winner is Ernie Thurston of Asheville, North Carolina. Congratulations, Ernie.
Thank you, Aisha.
And Ernie, how are you and your family doing after the hurricane?
We are doing fine. We had a big tree come down in the backyard, but it didn't hit anything.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So how did you figure out this week's challenge? Are you a Mary Tyler Moore fan?
I watched it, but I didn't remember Ted Knight or other remembered the character. I thought of Knight right away within a second of when he asked the question, but I had to go and Google sitcom actors to get Ted.
Oh, okay, okay. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Heaven only knows, 30 or more years.
Okay, long time. I heard you have a story that you've been dying to tell, Will.
I do. About 20, 25 years ago, I was visiting a college friend, and we were doing the crossword puzzle, and he said, oh, I was at a puzzle convention recently, and I was out in the lobby of the hotel doing a crossword puzzle from the local newspaper. And this guy sat down next to me and looked over my shoulder and said, that's too easy. Let's cover up the down clues and just use the acrosses. And it was Will Shortz. And since then, my wife and I always try to start the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday puzzles by covering up the down clues.
Oh, wow. And that makes it even harder. I guess it does. My goodness. So, Will, is that what you do? You go around and you make the puzzles even harder for people when you see them out in the wild?
Well, first of all, I do enjoy watching people solve puzzles. And yes, that's a great way to make an easy puzzle interestingly challenging.
Okay. Well, it seems like you have already kind of by proxy been schooled by the master. But I got to ask you, Ernie, are you ready to play this puzzle?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Ernie and Aisha, if I asked you to name two California cities starting S-A, you might say Sacramento and San Francisco, among other answers. Now try these. Name two cities in Alabama starting M-O.
Mobile and Montgomery.
Excellent. Two cities in Florida starting T-A.
Tampa and Tallahassee.
Nice. Two cities in Michigan starting D-E.
Detroit and Dearborn.
Nice. Name two cities in Georgia starting A-T.
Atlanta and Athens.
Nice. Two cities in Pennsylvania starting A-L.
Allentown and Altoona.
Nice. Two cities in North Carolina starting C-H.
Charlotte and I live in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Think of a college town.
Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill is right. And here's your last one. Two cities in California starting L-O.
Los Angeles and...
There are several more, but there's one just south of Los Angeles.
I'm blanking on this one.
It's a two-word name. First word is four letters, and the second word is five.
Loma Linda.
Okay, I was going for Long Beach, but I'll give you yours. Nice job.
Okay. Well, look, you made it through. And, you know, those geography ones can be very tricky. You did an awesome job. How do you feel?
I feel great.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Ernie, what member station do you listen to?
WCQS, which is also called Blue Ridge Public Radio.
That's Ernie Thurston of Asheville, North Carolina. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. Thank you, Will.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Ethan Kane of Albuquerque. Name a common tree of North America in two words. The first word has three letters and the second word has five. Rearrange its letters to name a common plant of Central America, also in two words, 4-4. What tree and plant are these? So again, a common tree of North America, 3-5. Rearrange the letters to name a well-known plant of Central America, 4-4. What tree and plant are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, December 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.